Ugh, I loathe parties. Why can't the living beings be more quiet? Why couldn't I have, like, died in an art gallery or something? There's too many people, there's too many questions, too many stuffy royals.
Oh yes, how was your summer retreat at the Isles? Did you know I'm a lord now? I just took another mistress.
Fools. It's a lot of them. They care about more of their precious courts and trinkets. Where are the artists, the poets? You think the Feywilds would have a bit more substance to it? Sure, they have physical beauty. Where's the emotion? Where's the passion? In all my years of haunting, the Fey are dullards compared to the halflings. Now that's a race that can throw a party. Ugh, what I wouldn't give for a quiet space in this blasted palace. Lady Hawk must have a study or a library somewhere in these rooms. Maybe if I just start opening doors. And what do we have behind door number? Oh gods, I'm terribly sorry, sirs. Wow, they really soundproof these rooms here. Should at least leave a sign on the door that says occupied. Okay, let's try knocking this time. Hello? Is anyone else in here? No? Thank gods. Now this is a library! Look at all these rare tomes! Such a collection! Breeding Habits of Werewolves. Are all these erotic texts? Well, I guess I shouldn't be too shocked. This is a Bacchanal, after all. What about this one? Ah, perfect! Erotic poetry! All a boy needs is a chaise and a bottle of wine for the perfect night. Ugh, balls! Another living being! What does a ghost have to do to get some privacy here? Sorry, this room is occupied, darling. Please take yourself elsewhere. No? Well, what do you mean, no? I was here first, thank you very much. Fine, you can stay here. Only if you promise to be quiet. You living beings are always so loud. Oh yes, how observant. I am in fact a ghost. What gave it away? Was it the transparency? Or should I get a sheet and throw it over my head? No ribbon, I see. Did you misplace yours? Oh, not participating in the night's events. Now, that is curious. No reason. Just wondering who would come to a party specifically for deviants and not actually participate in any. Seems a bit backwards if you ask me. Okay. I see. Ran into a former lover. That would put a damper on events, yes. Well, I guess I can take pity on your soul and allow you to keep me company then, darling. There's a bottle of wine on the table if you'd like to drown your sorrows. Alas, the days of drinking are far behind me. How did I die? You just can't go asking people how they died, darling. Oh, don't look so dreary. Fine, fine. I'll tell you if you tell me why you're hiding from your ex-lover. Do we have a deal? I've been dead for 200 years. I need a little gossip. My death wasn't very exciting, you see. I got a little bit too drunk one night at a party, much like this. And I, drowned in the garden fountain. I said I drowned in the garden fountain. Are you satisfied? Laugh it up. I mean, it's a shame, really. I'm quite handsome under this silly mask. If I knew I was gonna die and be stuck looking like this, I would have at least chosen a better outfit. I'm not blushing. I'm transparent. I can't blush. Oh, hush. A deal's a deal. Now tell me why you're hiding away. Oh. Oh my. Now that is dreadful. There's a whole circle of hell reserved for cheaters, you know. Or so I've been told. Say the word and I'll give them a good possession. I'll walk them right off the balcony. Truly their loss. You're quite pleasant to look at, you know. Now who's blushing? Don't act so coy, darling. You're at a rather sinful event. You came here knowing exactly what this little party was. Don't let your paltry lover put a damper on the evening. You should take your pleasure by the throat, even. I may be a ghost, but I never said I couldn't still fuck. Come, darling. Fuck me, and forget them. Let me show you just how much you should be worshipped. Absolutely. To die for. I could devour your mouth for hours. Days. I have an eternity after all. You make such pretty sounds. Especially when I kiss your neck. Right here. Just beautiful. Oh, little dove. Your heart is just racing. You must be so worked up. You keep crying against my lap like this. I'm gonna have to spread those lovely legs. I felt your thighs clench. Don't try to deny it. You want my mouth somewhere else, don't you? Then let's get these clothes off, darling. Oh, no, no. Don't cover yourself. Let me see you. All of you. You're gorgeous. Every inch. Show me. I want all of you. Please. My gods, just look at you. Radiant. A vision. Every inch of you is worth savoring. Lay back on that chaise, little dove. S- Such soft and strong thighs. Just look at you. You're so needy for it. Don't worry. I am too. I'm dying to taste you. Even better than I imagined. So good, darling. That's right. Let me make you feel good. Feel good for me, baby. Now grab my head and use me for your pleasure. Let me serve you. Please use me. I'm a ghost. I don't need to breathe. You can keep me here all evening if you wanted to. God, they were a fool to leave you. Who would ever relinquish the privilege of being in between your legs? More? Anything. What do you want more of, little dove? Teach me how to make you feel good. Tell me what I have to do. Fingers. I can do that. Get them wet for me? Can you suck on them? Please. Oh, your tongue feels so good on my fingers. Are you ready? Yes? Oh, gods above, you feel amazing. Put your legs on my shoulders, darling. Let me get nice and deep and give you those long and deep strokes. Yeah, you like that when I curl my fingers like that? Am I hitting the sweet spot? Oh, you're so needy. I want to please you. Fuck, you're so beautiful like this. Look at me, please. I want to watch your eyes flood with desire. Please show me how good I'm doing. Please. Tell me I'm doing a good job. Please. I need to hear it. Please. Fuck yes. Thank you. Thank you for using me like this. Forget about them. There's only us right now. Just focus on your pleasure. Faster? Of course. Anything for you. Give me that pretty mouth. Oh, gods. I'm so lucky to even touch you. What a gift it is to hear such sweet noises. Thank you. I can feel you tightening. You're close, aren't you? I want to give you your release. I need you. I need you to come for me. Please. Please, please, give it to me. I need to hear you come. Let me have those pretty sounds. Yes, yes, fuck, just like that. Rock against me, please. Use my fingers, baby. Please give it to me, yes. Yes, fuck, oh my God, listen to you. Come for me, darling.
Well, that was not the evening I planned for. Shh, shh, shh. Come here. Please let me hold you. You are magnificent, my sweet dove. Can I get you anything? A water or a blanket? Cuddles. Of course you can have cuddles. Come snuggle closer, darling. I've got you. Me? Ah, no, hardly. I'm dead, darling. A fountain of energy. The living tires so easily. I can happily go again when you're ready, of course. We have all the time in the world, sweet dove. Lay your head against my chest and just breathe. You are amazing. Rest. You must be tired after all that.